immigration, how far will it really fall once the UK leaves the EU? It could depend on whether the UK stays within the single European market, because the price for that could be that we've got to allow free movement of labour. That could be the negotiation. The former Tory MP and Minister Wina Curry is, was a Remain campaigner. It's all over now. Hello, Edwina. Hello, Edwina.
Hello there.
Is it all over? Of course, that's a different question. The businessman Erwin Armstrong's with us. The TV councillor Henry Riley, formerly of UKIP, is with us too. Henry, morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Erwin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning,
Henry.
Good morning. Erwin, let's talk from a business perspective, first of all. Free movement of labour, how important is that?
Free movement of labour is not what's important. What is important is that we have the right people to fill the right jobs. And that, I think, is an attainable prospect in the future, that with some form of work permit, even if it's a limited form of work permit, and I'm not suggesting it's the answer, but something, if you got a job, can you speak English? Maybe the sort of thing that would happen.
Edwina, Do you think we'll have to give free movement of labour in order to stay in the European market? Is that what's going to happen during this negotiation?
Well, I think during the negotiation with the dip in the economy that is already on the cards, I think there will be less migration anyway. There'll be fewer jobs. There will be more businesses looking to relocate abroad, perhaps even in the Irish Republic, for example. So there's going to be that sort of hesitation about whether it's worth moving and whether it's worth coming to a job in the UK, given the uncertainties. And that's not scaremongering. That's actually what's happening. There's also been the element of quite nasty response to various people who have come to the UK. A lady who's at our house at the moment was telling me that her son went to school the day after, they're Polish, and the kids in the class were asking, so have you packed your bags already? And that's quite nasty, and it's hard on the kids and it's hard on the families. And in these circumstances, people will often reconsider a decision to come to the UK, and there'll be some shifting like that, some diminution like that. Afterwards, it's hard to tell. We have quite a tough visa system for non-EU migrants, which has actually resulted in more of them coming in. The moment you start to look at the economic needs of your country, you find that actually you want more people to come in. Something like a third of all our doctors right through the UK, including GPs, for example, were trained overseas. So we could actually end up with more people coming in rather than fewer.
There was a clear demand during that election for the number of immigrants to be reduced. So if the Leave campaign do not deliver on that, Edwina, what next?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Stephen. I mean, it's going to be several years before we get to the stage of knowing what the future arrangements, the future formal arrangements are going to be. But at that stage, it gets put to the country one way or another, probably in a general election. And there'll be quite a lot of dissatisfied people around, whatever happens. Because if we restrict free movement, there'll be a lot of people who feel that that's a mistake. And if we don't restrict free movement and migration stays at the current high levels, there'll be a lot of seriously unhappy people.
Henry Riley?
So either way, there's going to be people who are not satisfied.
Go on, Henry.
Well, Stephen, firstly, can I say that I honestly am appalled by the insinuation from Edwina that people who favour Brexit are in some way racist or intimidating Polish children. I think that's absolutely shameful of Edwina to go down that road. And there's no evidence of companies leaving the United Kingdom at the present time. Edwina said that, you know, they may go to Ireland. I don't know if Edwina has seen the press this morning, but the European Commission has indicated to the Republic of Ireland that they are going to have to bring their corporation tax into harmony with the rest of the European Union. And very senior, very well-respected politicians in the Republic are saying that would not be in our interest and we will leave the European Union if that happens. So even in the Republic of Ireland, that has benefited greatly from EU membership over the years, is starting to now realise that dictatorial decrees coming from the European Union that could destroy the Republic's economy. they will be far, far better out, even if they have to pay a small tariff to get their goods into Europe. So the penny's starting to drop across Europe. It's not just within the United Kingdom.
Sabrina?
Well, with the greatest respect, having a go at me because I pointed out that the number of racists...
Well, that's responsible, Edwina. I don't think it was. You know, if you go...
Can I answer you? May I answer you?
I think we need to let her answer.
I beg your pardon. Thank you, Stephen. Part of the response in the days after the referendum has been nasty, filthy stuff. And it does us no good to ignore it. What we should do is face it down, particularly people on the UKIP side, some of whom are responsible for it. And I do not reserve from that. I'm deeply offended by the way that some people have spoken about foreigners, about immigrants, about Poles. It's dreadful.
Edwina,
and we in the United Kingdom have got to take a stance against that.
Edwina, can I
and make sure it doesn't happen. This is not our country when we hear stuff like that.
Edwina, is it acceptable for young pro-EU campaigners to describe old people as taking away their future, asking for old people to hurry up and die? Those were the generation that saved this country, Edwina. And for you to try there, to try and suggest that all this bile has come from the Brexit side of the argument is absurd. And in fact,
I didn't suggest that.
Most of the vile,
I did not suggest that, but in any case,
comments has actually come from these brainwashed youngsters who just cannot accept democracy and are setting up all these petitions and nonsense like that. But in terms of the migration from the European Union, everybody recognises that the current system is not working. And if you look at what the French head of their CBI, I forget, it's the BDI, the Federation of German Industry, Marcus Kerber, I think you call the guy, he actually said over the last number of days, no, we do not want any restrictions put in our trade with the United Kingdom. Give them what they need so as to maintain free access to the UK. the boots on our foot, we can set the terms in this, not the European Union. They have got 5.5 million jobs dependent on their trade with the UK. We just need to let things settle and play hardball with the European Union until we get...
Play hardball with them, Edwina. We're a big economy. That's what we can do. Play hardball. Stop rolling over.
Well, I've seen various emails flying around today suggesting that all the power is on the EU side, and I agree absolutely. There's a lot of power and influence on us, particularly because we're going to have some quite creative thinking going on here. There are issues in the EU that have not been involved in the discussions and the negotiations so far. For example, we have tremendous knowledge and experience on terrorism. We know how to deal with these issues. We know how to deal with borders and so on. And that's an expertise that's available to the EU, continued cooperation. It's absolutely essential indeed that we should so do. And you see the tragedies in Brussels, the tragedies in Paris. Just a minute. Does he ever let anybody else talk?
Let's let her finish.
That's part of our negotiating strength. That's what we have to offer the EU to make sure that all of that continues and that the security of Europe continues. You're quite right that any bullying by the EU puts Ireland in a difficult situation. Of course it does. And that also means that we have a very, very strong ally in Ireland. Perhaps it's about time some people in the United Kingdom, including Northern Ireland, got to know the names of Irish politicians. And that way we begin to realise who our friends and allies are. We have plenty of allies. It's very important that we maintain those contacts. It's very important we don't do this in such a rush and under such pressure that we make a mess of it. Otherwise our country will suffer and the EU as well.
Here's John Shankle. Morning, John.
Hello, Stephen. I think it's an absolute disgrace what has panned out after this vote here, and people like Edwina Curry, her comments is just a perfect example of what the real agenda is here. It's a whole scam. The people were asked a question, do they want to leave the European Union? And it was the democratic will of the people that they wanted to leave. Not 1 year from now, not 2 years from now. They want to leave now. So what's the hold up here? I'll tell you what the hold up is. People like Edwina Curry and their agenda and the elite and the bankers and all these agendas, they want to scaremonger and they want to know what voting a year from now. It'll be a 2 year from now. Do they get their own way?
Well, Jeremy Hunt,
that leaving, it's a scam.
Jeremy Hunt, who is saying that he's thinking about putting himself up to be a candidate for the next leader of the Conservative Party, is talking, Edwina Curry, about the possibility of a second referendum.
Well, yes. I mean, the next European elections...
Should there be another chance for people to rubber stamp what has happened, the first vote, or to say actually no?
I think the way it's going to work is this. Parliament has to give its consent to Article 50, to triggering the whole process, the whole formal process of leaving. Parliament has to do that because these are treaties and Parliament has to ratify treaties or change them. So there'll be a vote in Parliament. And I think, you know, with the greatest reluctance, because both houses of Parliament are pro-EU, they will accept the vote. So your person who's just phoned in now doesn't need to worry. It's going to happen. Don't worry about that.
When's it going to happen? It needs to happen. Now,
it can't just happen now.
European, why not?
Leaving the Leave campaign aren't in any hurry, are they? They're saying there's no hurry.
No, it's far better not to be in a hurry and to do it properly, because that way at least we can be assured of dotting the I's and crossing the T's and knowing where we all stand.
They're going to have an R6, Stephen.
Yes, Henry.
Is that what it's going to be?
Go on, Henry.
No, sorry, Erwin, Stephen.
Sorry, Erwin. Go ahead, Erwin.
Yeah. I'm absolutely horrified at all the negativity and everything that's going on here.
Hear, hear.
There will be people in export companies all over the United Kingdom going down to Southern Ireland, going into the continent, going around the world, taking advantage of the lower exchange rate. So there will be companies who will absolutely expand their operations. Not, and I think Alistair Hamilton last night, who's the chief executive of Investa, and I, was very positive. He's currently in Boston, and he said, look, the common market was one reason people came here. He is meeting people at the moment, and they're still wanting to come, and they're coming for the people, they're coming for the education. So all of this negativity is horrendous. The truth as I see it, and an opinion, not a fact, Ireland and the four countries in the UK will have to get together to negotiate this. Because Ireland and the UK are so intertwined that $1 billion a week in trade and 40% of their agriculture and drinks go to the UK, they need something that will work.
Okay.
You can't start to override. We have had a common travel area for many years. We have a freedom of movement since the early 1920s, last ratified in 2011. That's not going to stop. We are not going to stop people coming from Europe.
Right. Okay.
Just one more point. Well, we are not going to stop people coming from Europe to visit us, and we're not stopping people from the UK visiting the rest of Europe. What we're talking about is introducing visas for people who do want to come and work. That's a very different matter.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Erwin, Henry, Edwina. Thank you. Morning to you all.